the other issues that are being presented here today are also very important to artists and to cultural workers. We care about the environment. We care about affordable housing. We care about health care. We care about all these issues. But I was asked to address the arts and cultural sector specifically, so that's what I will touch on. The arts and culture sector addresses both social and economic policies and issues. It is a sector that is vital to Canada's participation in the new economy. From a social perspective, arts and culture programs in education improve learning outcomes in languages, mathematics, and sciences, producing well-rounded citizens who can think creatively and work collaboratively. In healthcare, arts and culture programs are proven to heal patients more quickly, freeing up needed hospital beds. In social services, for an example, arts and cultural programs give street youth a sense of purpose and self-respect. In prisons, arts and cultural programs reduce reoffender rates. In municipalities, arts and cultural programs create safer, more active downtown cores. Overall, arts and culture programs assist with a greater understanding of our diverse cultures, all the while challenging, provoking, and yes, entertaining us. In short, the arts and culture sector is integral to a complete, educated, and healthy community and country. Economically, creativity is the root of the 21st century economy, and the arts and culture sector is at the heart of building creativity. Between 1991 and 2002, the cultural labor force grew by 31%, 11% more than Canada's workforce as a whole. The sector employs over 700,000 people, or 7% of the workforce. The direct contribution to GDP of the sector in 2001 was $26 billion. The work of Richard Florida, the Partnership for Livable Communities, and many others have shown that communities with strong creative classes attract other businesses. The arts attract tourists and encourage them to stay longer. In short, the arts and culture sector is vital to the growth of our economy in every province, territory, city, and community. For specific recommendations as to what the federal government could do to assist the arts and culture sector provide benefits to the citizens of our country, first, develop a cultural policy for Canada that addresses the integrated ecology of the sector, linking community arts, the nonprofit sector, and our cultural industries in a cohesive strategy to capitalize on all the benefits available from the sector. Secondly, at a minimum, maintain investments in the arts and culture sector at the level provided through the 2001 Tomorrow Starts Today program. Third, in the short to long term, increase investment to ensure maximum benefits in social and economic gains from the sector as identified in the proposed cultural policy. As an example, in a recent conversation with the director of the Canada Council, he indicated that they have been doing some research that would indicate the Canada Council's budget would have to increase by about $150 million a year in order to adequately address the sustainable issues of their clients at this time, not even considering new clients coming in. Fourth, and this is particularly a BC issue, in BC, address the investment imbalance where provinces such as Quebec receives $149 per capita in cultural investment and BC receives $39. This is the lowest investment rate in the country, although we are in the third largest producer of cultural products and services.
Is that federally?
Federally. Okay. And it was $149 in Quebec and $39 in BC. Participate in a national strategy on arts education to address the decline in arts education programs across the country. This decline threatens our ability as a country to participate on the information and innovation-based economy. I understand there are jurisdictional issues here, but I think only a national strategy that brings all provinces together will adequately address the concern in this area. Introduce tax incentives that give equal weight to donating to the charitable sector as to donating to a political party. And I'll add that I support Ivan's suggestion here that in order to assist with that, you also must deal with the 10% rule on advocacy and lobbying. And finally, I would encourage you to enter into an international agreement on cultural diversity that will protect Canada's ability to invest in its own culture in the face of growing pressures brought on by globalization. This will ensure our distinct cultures will have the ability to tell our own stories to Canadians and the world now and in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.